thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about our connections. And lately, there's a new feeling of emptiness sprouting in our relationships and our connections. We'd like to understand, where is this taking us on our way to a better life? Nitza, please. Yeah, emptiness is a kind of feeling described as lack of purpose, feeling, emotion, and this is something that a person many times feels inside himself as inner emptiness. But many times, and this is something that's been happening more and more lately, that this emptiness meets us in our relationships, in our connections that are supposed to be close and warm. There is suddenly a kind of vacuum felt in the relationships, a kind of emptiness that instead of this connection fulfilling me and giving me a sense of meaning, it becomes very superficial, a kind of lack of feeling. Maybe at first this relationship started out great and it looked very promising and deep, and at some point it becomes empty. So first of all, let's try and understand, why is there this feeling of emptiness in the connections between us? I think that it's because we're developing, and we're developing toward the correction of the relations between us and the upper force, and therefore it's not revealed in the person himself, but this empty place is revealed in the connection between people. It's like raging for us to fulfill it, that without that we feel that we're missing something very important in life. And this is the state felt in our different life events and on the media and with all the junk that we fill our life with and everything, because we can't live in an empty place on the one hand. And on the other hand, we see that we have nothing to fill ourselves by. That actually, according to our growing desire, we need some kind of more qualitative fulfillment, and it's not there. And therefore, we feel helpless. Is it a natural expectation for a person to feel that he wants a certain connection or relationship to fulfill him? These are different periods in human development. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we develop through 5 degrees. Now we're reaching the 5th degree, the highest degree. That here we feel that everything that used to fill us in the past, through culture, education, by as if love, as if different kinds of connections, through socialization and so on, all of this is falling apart, showing that it's pointless, and instead comes emptiness that, of course, doesn't fulfill everything, and therefore people are really in total and general despair in all of humanity, and you can really hear a kind of ooh from within, from this inner emptiness. It's like a raging vacuum. Yeah. I want to go a bit deeper into the feeling of emptiness. Like you said, a person has different kinds of connections, more intimate, like at home or at work or on the social networks or business, different levels and qualities of connection. And you're saying that we're developing toward a state where in all of the different kinds of connections that a person has in life, a new feeling of emptiness appears. What is it exactly? We can't fulfill ourselves, neither by friendship. There are no friends. Neither by food, sex, family, money, honor, or knowledge. It's all on the verge of total collapse. You actually can't fulfill yourself by anything. We'll reach a state where a person will feel himself in such a broad world where there is everything, and he feels himself empty. What does he have? Just to turn to the wall and take a pill against depression, despair, or some drug, or a pill to die quietly in your sleep. He doesn't know what to do. He has no substitute for that emptiness, for that deficiency that is revealed in him now that he doesn't understand how can he fulfill it. People are going crazy, traveling all over the world. But that's just moving. Books, they're no longer taken with them, and they don't have the patience to read. Movies, okay, how much movies can you watch? So you listen, okay, somehow, maybe in order not to think about oneself, about one's life. But actually, what do you have? Internet. Imagine that soon it's going to come to an end. What are people going to do? How does it happen that really, up until not long ago, relationships were really something that can fulfill a person, that can excite a person? There was play in it, flirt, so-called love, and so on. But these are all old movies. But there was a kind of dynamic that filled people. Yeah, people played this game. Our entire life is a game. But why doesn't this dynamic work anymore? Our will to receive grew. It grew qualitatively. And I can't get any fulfillment from it. Even talk to the youth. They'll make fun of you. What are you talking about? Maybe. There is still an inclination towards sex, then please. But love, connections. 50 years ago, in my days, even 60 years ago, when I was a teenager, it was that which fills your life. And today, I don't see that. It's that burning. According to the new will to receive that's growing in the youth, and this is also what turns our relationships into very short and temporary. Yeah, to begin with, we know that it's for this evening or for a few more days. We finish that and go on. Meaning, the fact that everything became so quick and instant, it's because we don't find the depth, the fulfillment within the relationships. It becomes really, it's not because we don't want to, but that our will to receive, our core essence, is constantly growing. And when it grows, it can no longer be satisfied by the previous fulfillment. What kind of fulfillment is it looking for, this vacuum that you described previously that's raging on the inside? Pleasure. That's it. And what kind of pleasure does it expect to receive from connection, from relationships? This is something else. Each and every generation has a pleasure of its own. The pleasure for food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. You can find between them and in the combination between them, whatever you want. But there is none. Food, they want to inflate us on all TV channels with food, food everywhere. Clothes, also. Yeah, today there is even an opposite trend, reverse trend. The less, the better. Sex. You see how accessible it all is, and how it's, the more accessible it is, the less value it has, and it's no longer something that, you know, as it says, stolen water is more tasty. There's nothing to steal here. And therefore, it's not sweet. So, family. Food, sex, family. Family, you can't get along with each other. Both because people don't get the correct education, also because of the growing ego. Also, no one wants kids. You don't need kids. And from all aspects, everyone knows that you get married, maybe soon we'll get divorced, we have one or two children, they remain with one of the parents, and in short, money. Now, still, it's, but soon, I think that in the few upcoming years, we'll see a big collapse in this realm, that nothing will be left of money. Money and honor, respect. People today are reaching a state where they do not respect anyone, nothing. In the past, you had kings, rulers, wise people, culture figures, musicians, educators. People used to respect someone or something. Today, it's all kind of moving away. You still have it here and there, but actually, no. If sometimes I'm abroad, I go to some good concert. Like, suppose, when I was in London or in Germany. There are no young people. No young people. Only for the middle-aged and on. Yeah, they fall asleep, wake up, listen to the symphony, fall asleep. Going back to what you said, it's painful, but this life, it hurts only those that go there. No, I mean, when I was young, I used to go to museums to see works of art, or to see dinosaurs or something. Museums like you have in London, or for technology, like for cars, for everything, such things. No, no one cares about it. Times are changing. I go out into nature, I have fun, I take my children. They don't see nature. They see it through their mobiles. I'm telling them, we're already in nature, what do you have to shoot? But previously you said, what next? Previously, when you described the emptiness, you said that a person has this deep inner feeling that's as if from within asking him, what next? So this is what I want to ask about. We're talking about emptiness in the relationships between people. I want to understand, where is this taking us? In the relationships, connections between people that could be on different levels and different kinds. Today, there's a growing sense of emptiness. Is it supposed to advance us to a new quality of connection? Can this emptiness be fulfilled with a new kind of fulfillment? Is it inviting us to a different level of relationships and connection? Where is it leading us? Toward nothing. On the human level, to nothing. Humanity will reach a state where it only needs a pill, tranquilizer, turn your head, give me something to smoke. So from here, take me to the next step. After we reach that place, where is it supposed to lead us? To search? Search for what? Because we won't be able to just die. Searching for what? For fulfillment. Is the fulfillment hiding in a new kind of relationships and connections between people? No. Where is it then? Where is it hiding? The new kind of connection between people will be as a means for the attainment of the upper fulfillment. Can you elaborate? That if I will reach a state where I annul myself, actually annul myself, my ego, beyond that, there's the fulfillment that's waiting for me. What does it have to do with connection? I need the other so that by making different exercises on that person, I'll be able to annul myself. What do you mean by annulling yourself? If I love the other person instead of myself, then by that, I always have an example in front of me that I can annul myself. Once I annul myself, I start feeling nature, the upper force, the upper world, that takes our world and envelops it. And I'm already in a different force, in an upper reality, above time, space, and motion, above my self-annulment, above annulling my ego. I'm already like an angel in an upper reality. Therefore, I need the other person. Therefore, I need love another as thyself in order to come out of self-love and through love of others to penetrate the upper world. What you have just described, this is a very big secret, because the fact that people feel emptiness, most people will say that. But the mind doesn't allow you to search for the fulfillment as you just described it in that place, meaning it keeps on searching. It's searching all the time, only that it doesn't imagine, it can't envision to itself that there's a kind of secret, like you just explained, that if I will know how to love the other more than myself, there I'll find an entrance, a kind of exit, and from there I will find a qualitatively new kind of fulfillment that I'm not familiar with. Yeah. Now, first of all, I don't know why is it built this way? Yeah, that I have such an emptiness and I'm looking for where, and I only walk into walls in the meantime. It's not here, it's not there, then maybe, and relationships, that's empty. I'm kind of walking around blindfolded. What can really help a person understand, first and foremost, that this emptiness is directing him toward fulfillment? The emptiness itself will direct a person to find the entrance. It'll direct him. Because if now I'll come to a person and explain this, it won't help. So this is another interesting point, because many times a person already feels emptiness, but you're saying it's not that direction yet. So what does a person have to go through from the point where he discovers the emptiness and the connection, the relationships, until he reveals the fulfillment? He has to study. He has to learn about himself. Previously explained that the will to receive becomes empty. What does the will to receive go through in this process of emptiness from the point that it discovered the emptiness and until it's a very hard stage, really? We really see it. We really see it on ourselves, on the younger generation, in our children. It can be shortened if a person is in trustworthy hands and gradually starts hearing, if he listens. And therefore, we're talking about education, that through the correct education, we can shorten the time of latency by intermediate states, from suffering to a state where a person understands the suffering, he understands why is it happening, and especially understands where to go. This is the process that the desire goes through, meaning you really explain the stages. Okay, I want to scrutinize this a bit further. I'll make an intermediate summary. You said that today the relationships and connections between people are filled with emptiness in order to show us that the connection between people needs to be for a different purpose and direction, with a completely different intention and quality, for a person to understand that in his connection to others, by trying to love another more than yourself, there you open a door to a new life, to a connection with the general force that exists in all of creation. Now, I want to take this step by step. Today, a person feels that the connections that he has in any kind of relationship is kind of empty, tasteless. Like you said, what's next? You very quickly get bored with it. What's next? You as a wise person tell me, look, Oren, the further isn't in a different place. It's in the same place that seems to you empty today, tasteless, with other people. But there you have to direct yourself a bit differently toward the connection. Is this correct? Yes. So you're saying there's no place to escape your connection with others, and in that place where you feel the emptiness, if you'll know how to work with it correctly, there inside it you'll find the treasure. So what am I supposed to change in my perception, in my relationships with other people? What's supposed to essentially change? That instead of emptiness, I'll feel tremendous revelations and good. You feel emptiness in your own vessels, in your own ego, in your desire to receive pleasure, that you can't enjoy the other person. And now you have to change toward the other person, that even though that you're not getting a fulfillment from them, the ordinary egoistic fulfillment, you can connect with the other person in a different way, a way of bestowing to others, and through that bestowal, through the inclination to love the other, suddenly you feel that there you have like an entrance into an abyss, but an abyss of good, that it pulls you, that it really sucks you in there, and then you enter the next dimension that's entirely based on bestowal. What is bestowal? Giving whatever you can. It's a really important point because I feel that if we will actually understand that there's no point to look for things in any other place, but in that connection, like Owen said, that's becoming empty, that we'll keep working there, but working correctly, and this is where we're going to find the greatest treasure. Question. I, as a human being, as a person, can I connect with that treasure on my own? What do I need another person for? What does it have to be in a relationship? You don't mean a woman. No, not necessarily a woman. Another person with a friend. Friend, okay. Why do I need the other person? Why can't I reach this treasure on my own? You have no object on which you can go from rejection to connection, from hate to love, and so on. And why do I have to go from rejection to connection, hate to love? Because your desire is an egoistic desire to receive pleasure and use the other. And therefore, precisely upon the other, can you reach a state where you're going to defeat yourself? This I don't understand. How will you invert your desire into bestowal, from hate to love, from rejection to connection? How? Of course it has to be towards someone else, because these things, they're in the relations between people. And not even toward another person, but the wisdom of Kabbalah says toward another 9 people, toward a 10, a group. But why is there another person on the way to the treasure? In order for you to see how much you hate the others, and this way you love yourself. What's the relation between discovering hate or love and that great treasure? This is simple, because our entire world is working according to the rule of self-love. This is our sphere in which we exist. And the larger spiritual sphere, it exists in the inverted way, in love of others, in bestowal, in giving. There is a different kind of love than we have. Here we have self-love, and there it's love of others. And what does all of this have to do with emptiness? That because you have realized everything that you have in the small sphere, you feel that your desire is growing and as if wants to burst through. It as if wants to be born in a more external sphere, in bestowal, in love, in knowing and understanding what life, what the meaning of life is, and you don't have that in the little sphere. It's pressuring you. It's like in a womb that you have to come out. So the feeling of emptiness in the connection is a kind of feeling that's a kind of transition on your way out. Yeah? On your way to break out. It's labor pains. And then in this breaking out, after the emptiness will feel like you say, rejection, attraction on the one hand, rejection on the other, everything that exists in human birth, and it's explained thoroughly in the wisdom of Kabbalah, will go through. There is an interesting parallel here that everything that a person goes through in birth, in the entry into a new life, will feel in the connections between us. I have a question, and this is why it's a dangerous state. There could be world wars, there could be many different things. And here we're given a method how, with the help of a special midwife, this is something that we have, do you yet understand? Will make this safe and easy transition. Previously, we said that people are losing taste in relationships. When a person breaks into this new, as you call it, spiritual good sphere, this great treasure, there are other people waiting for me. I'll have other people bugging me there because I lost my patience for people. So when I make this breakthrough, will there also be people there that will be as a burden for me, human beings around me? No. What then? There are billions and billions of your children waiting there for you. What do you mean? Your children? I'll tell you furthermore, billions and billions parts of your soul. Truly so, parts of your soul. And this how you'll see and accept them. So if you can explain this, meaning that suddenly I accept others as my own children, as parts of my soul, yeah, and even more. It's impossible to explain how close they are. And what turned them from people that today are like a burden for me to being so close to me? Despair, fear, threat will help you accept them in a good and nice way and feel this transition as coming out into freedom, birth. Emotionally wise, what kind of feeling is supposed to develop in me tomorrow that I don't have today regarding other people? Love? What's the kind of closeness that there is that I feel them and understand them as though they're parts of myself? Simply, there's no difference. Our time's up, Dr. Leitman. The relations between us, where are they headed? Specifically toward that state, to discover that we're all parts of one soul. And therefore, love another as thyself. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.